Audio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay? Mind.
And his partner, Fader Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence. I'm one of the presenters of Wrestling Daft. And joining me this week, it's no Grado, because Grado, where is Grado, John?
Yeah, he's taking a couple of days off, and his girlfriend said he's not allowed to do any podcasts on his days off. So I don't know where he is.
That sounds a bit suspicious to me. Anyway,
that's a bit weird.
That is a bit weird. My co-host today is a Burniston actress, actress of great renown.
Oh, yeah.
Actress of great renown. International advert actress is with advertising superstar. Advert. You've done a lot. Brutal. It's Louise Stewart. Sorry, it's Louise Stewart. I should say your name in an introduction. It was also my niece, by the way.
True, unfortunately. What are you drinking?
So there'll be no shite today. I'm drinking a Coors Light to keep things American, because obviously we're watching the American elections. We're going to be checking in on that as we go. We're going to check in because as we're recording this, the results are still, the votes are still being counted. And, you know, we have to remember that Trump is someone who has a place in wrestling history. He was involved in the WWF for a while.
That's true.
In the Hall of Fame?
He's in the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer. And so it's, you know, it's important we keep an eye on this as we go forward. So how are you doing, Louise? You all right?
I'm good. Thank you very much. It's actually nice to see your face.
And how much?
A long time.
How much wrestling have you watched this week?
None this week.
None. Exactly the same as Grado. That's good. Perfect. A perfect stand-in for Grado the day. Let's get going. We get some correspondence for last episode. This is what we do, Louise. Like, we always go through the correspondence for last episode first. So last week it was our birthday, and
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. First birthday.
No, you're welcome. Beautiful.
And thanks to all the people that got in touch to pass on their congratulations and reminisce on some of their favourite bits of the show over the past year. Here are a few. Callum got in touch to say that the story about Grado eating his own poo and pretending it was chocolate. He was in bits listening to that and the reaction to it. Falcon says Grado getting the word crud back into everybody's vocabulary. Right, that's two Grado bits, our favourite bits here. Gladenoid said, the one where you were comparing Panto to calling a wrestling match on the fly, the throw the sweetie line you landed me, that was my pal. That's good. I think that was my pal. Graham says, Grado's handwritten check was my favourite. That's maybe my favourite as well. You need to listen to some of these shows, Louise.
I've listened to some of them, but, you know.
How many? You've no listened to.
I know. I have. I was telling John about it earlier on that I have. But, I mean, it's just hard when you know people and you're like, I've heard of the patter.
I know.
Can I be bothered? Heard. You know, I mean, years yet.
You have heard all my patter before. Go to get a mention of our running star last week, Billy, by the way, who is all your
I saw that.
Oh, man.
He was brilliant. So funny.
Went viral, I would say, on our Twitter after admitting to the fact he only found out about September 11th via Family Guy. Davey said this guy deserves his own show. Amazing patter. Gary says it was the greatest minute and a half of audio of all time. Notorious NIV says, best 10 minutes of my life. This wee interview was howling, get the wee man on every week. Cal said, don't know what this podcast is all about, but greeting at this. Darren says, announce a Billy weekly segment. This is what I love about the show. I love the run-ins. I love getting the punters involved. We need to get the punters more involved because that's where the magic is. That's where the magic happens. Grado, by the way, Louise loves a pun. He loves
right
because...
Okay.
He's kind of, you know, he's a guy that does Panto and all that, right? He's kind of into the kind of lowbrow comedy, I would say.
Sort of simple type guy, yeah.
Aye, he's not like us, right, Louise? We're into the mere kind
sophisticated.
Of sophisticated, you know, like Chris Morris, like satirical.
Intelligent, you know,
Armando Iannucci, you know, the work of Peter Cook. You know, going right back, actually, I would say to some of the classics, you know, I mean, there was a lot of satire on Charles Dickens' work. A lot of really
Yeah,
a lot of funny lines in David Copperfield.
Wonderful.
As well. But Grado likes a pun. So he asked last week for your sweetie,
to be expected,
sweetie wrestling puns. We were struggling. You can think any, Louise, any sweetie-related wrestling puns without looking at the ones that are on the script here.
Sweetie wrestling puns. Candy cane.
Candy cane is good. Aye, candy cane is good. One. I had one. I've got pick and mix Foley.
Oh, pick and mix Foley. Yeah.
That's a good one. Let's see what the punters
are.
You've had one shot.
Oh, what?
Give me another one. Give me another one. But you better have it ready.
No, I've got it. Ritter, not a real sport.
Ritter, not a real sport. You can't say that. You can't make that joke on this show. I'd like to apologise to everybody.
I'm only joking.
Ritter, not a real sport there. We won't be. You won't be back, Louise. Quite frankly, you just won't be back.
That was the plan, to be honest.
Gary Maltman get in touch and says Eric Rowan Trees Fruit Pastels. Jordy Coyle came up with Smarty Genetti. Dib Dabba Kato. Tommaso Ciampa, right? Bubba Lou Thez. That's pretty good. Wham Wham Wiggalo. I quite like that.
That's good, sir.
And Mawam Dar.
Mawam Dar.
Good, right?
That's my favourite.
Well, hold on, no, because Stuart came in with Brutus the Barber tea cake, which is good. Mick says Love Hearts Foundation. Ross, with fizzy Jerry Cola bottles. Jerry Cola bottles.
Yeah.
JR says Quality Street Profits. Andrew with Galaxy Ripple H. Jesus Christ. Stephen says Michael Cola balls. I mean, this is dire, isn't it? Ped says Chocolate Orange Cassidy. That's a good one. Krieger, the wrestler. He's a wrestler, this one, right? So it's better be good. Haribo Dallas. Dean with Miles Sullivan. Porcho with Austin Aeros. Austin Aeros is pretty good. And that's where I should go into my character for Burnison that talks about Aeros, but I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Dale says the Millions Dollar Man.
And very
Chris,
good.
I like this. Chris says Jake the Flake Roberts. Alicia Fox's Glacier Mints. And Scott Hall's Soothers. Garbage, man. Garbage. I'd like to apologise for that lowbrow.
Oh, lowbrow. That was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
It was disgusting. It's not our usual.
Maybe sick.
Now, if any of you want to get in touch with us about any of that, or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
Hey, Rab, we've got to pick out a pun for next week. Since Grado's absence, we need to keep the puns going.
Right, okay, let's think of a pun for next week. Puns for next week. Let me think. What could it be?
What about bands or artists?
Bands. Bands may be good. Let's go for bands.
Music or bands, yeah. That'd be good.
Aye, let's go for bands. Can I think
of any? Fruitful territory, I think.
It will be. I can try to see if I can think any off the top of my head. Kenny. It's too hard. I think it is with puns. I think they're too easy for me. I need to reach down too low to get them. Do you know what I mean? It's not like they're out of reach for me. It's like they're out of reach down the way for me, and I just can't get down there. So that's what we want for next week. Get some puns, band related wrestling puns. Now, every week, we like to separate the good for the bad in the wrestling, the Joe Bidens for the Donald Trumps. There we go.
We topical reference in there.
Thanks, John, for that. Thanks for sticking that in the script. Beautiful. Wee bit of politics. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so Louise hasn't watched anything wrestling-related this week, which is understandable. But yeah. I'm going to talk about something that's as wrestling related, it's kind of wrestling adjacent is what I would say. And what I want to bury this week, if indeed it is true, is the revelation that a lot of people are coming to terms with over the past few days, is the revelation that it seems that the guest on our first ever episode, Chris Jericho, veteran wrestler, fantastic superstar of wrestling, donated $3,000 to Trump's presidential campaign. Now, it seems like this information is true, didn't it, John?
He's certainly not denied it, and I think he actually has embraced it on Twitter from what I could see.
And it's a difficult one, that, isn't it? I mean, I want to bury that. What I want to bury is the revelation that you're, you know, that these guys you love are doing that. I'm also conflicted as well, because obviously, you know, people need to have their own political opinions as well, you know what I mean? It is important. Mm. But it's a step further into it, like putting money to the campaign is a step further. But it's also, in a sense, I kind of also want to bury the kind of simplistic response to it as well for a lot of people who are, you know, are just like, I'm devastated, I'll never watch Jericho again and stuff like that. People are very complex, I think, you know what I mean? I think people are very complex people, and Jericho is a guy who gives a lot of money to good charities as well. He's, you know, and is a very generous with his money, his hard-earned money, and gives it to a lot of good causes as well, you know? And so it's complex. These are complex things. These are complex situations. So I want to kind of, I have to, in a very, very kind of basic way, obviously I want to bury that, because I don't think anybody should be funding Trump's campaigns.
The Undertaker did as well. Do you know that?
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
But I want to bury the simplistic response to it as well. You know, people have their own... And we have to remember that Chris Jericho is a Canadian as well, which is also interesting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So it's also interesting. But so I can understand people burying him, but I also, you know, want to bury the simplistic nature of discourse in 2020. What I will do, though, is I'll put over big, sexy Kevin Nash for being a true blue Democrat, big, massive Joe Biden supporter, absolutely detests Trump, and is just an all-round fucking good egg. Big sexy.
Yes.
So shout out to big Kevin Nash. I'm all just saying that because he follows me on Twitter. let's see what the punters have been saying. Dan wants to bury Candice LeRae, no getting the belt at Halloween Havoc. Perfect time to put it on her, and I don't see her getting any more chances. And he wants to put over Alexa Bliss. Never thought I'd say it, but it makes me interested in The Fiend again, as long as it doesn't end up in the title picture. Have you seen any of this? Have you seen any of this Fiend or Alexa Bliss stuff, Louise?
Man, I'm clueless. I'm totally clueless.
She's been doing a kind of like... You've seen The Fiend, though, right? You've seen
I know the two of them.
Well, basically, Alexa Bliss is like the Fiend's pal now. And she's kind of cutting about, acting like a wee lassie, and having mad, scary eyes and red goo coming out of her mouth.
Right. For a minute, I was like, all right, I think I've seen this, but I've definitely
That's what Dan says he's enjoying.
This is the sort of stuff that I think I might enjoy.
Well, check it out.
Because, you know, because like the time I loved the wrestling was the time when it was at its most ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? When people were being crucified and like brought back for the dead. And
I know, but this feels too, it's still too in Harley Quinn turf for me. It doesn't feel new to me. Bronze Cello wants to put over Captain Grado. Captain Grado, by the way, is Grado's alter ego who plays Microsoft Flight Simulator on Twitch. And
I've seen it.
Catch Captain Grado on Twitch. I believe it's twitch.tv/CaptainGrado or something.
He was complaining last night because he can't take the autopilot off or something like that. And I think he crashed into planes when he landed at Heathrow.
I think at Heathrow, he overshot the runway. I think he ended up crashing into some garages, I think. So
I must admit, I'm very surprised by this.
Why?
Because I've just never pictured Grado being into flight sims, ever.
Grado is one of the least predictable guys I've ever known. Like, seriously, Grado is like one of the least predictable guys you could ever meet. He's like always into weird and wonderful stuff. You know what I mean? that
he
you
loves planes. Loves planes.
Oh,
he loves planes.
He loves planes.
Plane. See when that big one landed, the biggest one in the world, and that. Oh, Grado was straight out there, down with his binoculars, plane spotting down there, up to Glasgow Airport.
Oh, a plane spotter, he is.
He loves the old flight radar. He loves looking up at the sky and seeing a plane fly across and going, oh, that's on its way to Dubai. He's mad for the planes.
You know what it's like when it's, you know, these people for these wee Ayrshire tunes and that, they don't really get to see things like planes, not that. Yeah, right? So that's why it becomes. Bronze Cello also wants to bury Lars Sullivan. Thunderdome are telling fans to boo. When the crowd come back, he's going to have fuck off heat. Scott wants to put all the hurt business. Special shout out to MVP, who's been brilliant since returning. He has been really good since coming back, MVP. Fair play to him, because see, when MVP came back, I was like, and if, you know, you feel bad saying this, but I was going, why is he back? Do you know what I mean? But this is why, because he's been really good. He was good in commentary this week, says Scott, and he's been a brilliant mouthpiece for big Bobby Lashley. And he doesn't want to bury anything. Positive vibes for Scott. A lot of positive vibes on the show. You're bringing positive vibes onto the show, Louise.
Woohoo!
Being like a ray of sunshine. Willie wants to put over Sheamus, no for anything in particular, just thinks he's bro, and wants to bury the shite build to the women's title match at the next AEW pay-per-view. Can't even remember the last time Nyla Rose was on Dynamite. The woman seen in AEW needs a wee bit of rethinking, I think. Stephen wants to bury WWE's whole Twitch / Cameo debacle at a time when everyone everywhere is struggling. They once again restrict their talent's earning potential. WWE, Louise, are really clamping down on the wrestlers going on Twitch and all that.
Right.
Listen.
Okay.
The fucking wrestlers shouldn't be on Twitch.
I mean, they are a brand,
exactly,
aren't they?
Exactly. Well.
But even under their shoot names, you don't
even know. Under their fucking real names, because this team is. What did we all love about wrestling when wrestling back in the good old days, when kayfabe was respected and when heels and faces wouldn't even travel together and they wouldn't dine together, and that was when you really believed it. And
it was the world, wasn't it? Yeah.
Now you've got some badass guy in the ring on a fucking Monday night, giving it this, giving it that, getting arrested by the police or whatever he might be going through. And then 2 hours later, he's on the fucking internet playing a computer game and talking to a load of fucking wee VLs. What is that about? Like, back in the day when you were watching the wrestling, right? If you're watching the wrestling, can you even imagine for 1 minute, if you're watching Big Sid Vicious, Big Sid Justice, going about fucking wrecking guys and all that, right? Flattening guys and roaring and screaming at the fans at ringside. And then fucking 2 hours later, he's on playing fuck knows what, fucking Minecraft. Running about building wee fucking hussies and all that. You know, wanting Vince to fucking stone for that? Vince is like trying to write stories for these guys and they're fucking going on and playing fucking computer games. Playing fucking Super Mario. 2 hours later.
He's happy to take the money off them though, isn't he?
It's just garbage. Listen, Twitch is fucking uncool. Twitch is seriously uncool. I don't care how big Twitch is now. I don't care how popular Twitch is now. Twitch is fucking uncool. Twitch is, you're tuning in to watch somebody sitting playing a fucking computer game in their house like a fucking loser. And I'm somebody that's into computer games. I'm into computer games. The thought of sitting fucking watching. Imagine fucking Macho Man Randy Savage sitting there with his fucking gear on, playing one of his fucking games. Well, people are like, Macho Man, what is your favourite type of hamburger? Oh, you know, I love a game. Oh, now fucking fuck off, man. It's fucking ridiculous. No, what Grado's doing is different. He's created a persona for himself and he's doing something that's really obscure, kind of off the side, like Flight Simulator and playing the whole thing, and it's something he's into. That's different. But all these, you know, all these fucking WWE, I don't know what's going on, man. Fucking garbage. Vince is right. Vince should just fucking tell him, get half out of, you're fucking fired. That's what I would do. If I was Vince, I would go, get in here, get off that fucking computer game or you're fucking fired. You look like an absolute fucking deadbeat.
Is there a lot of them doing it?
Aye.
Really?
There's loads of them doing it. You've got your boy, Adam Cole. Adam Cole, baby, who John likes, right, for Undisputed Era. And he's good. The guy's good. Good wrestler and all that. And he had a vibe of being a cool guy. Right, John?
He does.
You're thinking after Adam Cole's in that wrestling ring with Undisputed Era and he's stunning with a gold and all that, you're thinking he's away to Vegas or something, he's away, he's hanging out, he's in a club, he's in a VIP in a club with the lassies draped over him. No, he's fucking no! He's playing fucking Call of Duty with some 14-year-old guy from fucking Minnesota.
It's a bit depressing. In terms of like what you as a viewer, because you know, you would think they're like they were billed back in the day as like, you know, like gods and like mythical creatures and, you know, like people that came back to the dead, and it's like,
yeah.
So if, for example, like if Kane was doing it, would he be going back with his mask on and like?
You want to lose yourself in it. You want to lose yourself in the world of wrestling. You don't want to be anyway. Okay. Mikey wants to bury this Money in the Bank shite. Well, no, it's not going to be a successful cash in. The swap was a joke. He wants to put her Alexa Bliss. She's doing wonders with that storyline. Shame they always bury Wyatt. Scott wants to put her Alexa Bliss as well. She's playing the role to perfection. Everybody's loving Alexa Bliss this week. And wants to bury Donald Trump. Really wish Stone Cold would give him a stunner this year. So there we go, that's the buddies and put over. Sorry for the rant now. There's a lot of razors out there in the market, right? But there's just something about Harry's, it just feels like a wee bit of luxury. I always think about, you know, so if you, some of you people out here listening to this might know, understand what I'm talking about here, right? But see if you've ever lived, spent a wee bit of time in a luxury hotel in one of the great cities of the world, right? Then sometimes you have a shaving experience like this in that hotel, and this is like having a wee bit of that luxury in the house. The beautiful, the smell of that, I mean, like you say, Grado's always talking about the smell of that foam, the smell of luxury. Your face feels so smooth after it. It's total comfort, by the way. No pain at all. I always remember my dad used to shave with all disposable razors, not to cut yourself up, not that, you know what I mean? And that's not for me. My dad was a tough guy. I'm a writer. I'm an artist. I need something like Harry's. That smoothness. The razor just feels like a quality product as well. I think it's just a great thing. It's the sharpest ever blades they've been releasing. They've got a new lubricating strip, gets it even closer, gets it right down to the bone, you know what I mean? And they haven't raised prices either, you know what I mean? It's still nice and cheap to get the replacement blades and stuff like that. It's only like £1.75 for a replacement blade, you know what I mean? So I think the people listening to this should be getting out there and getting their own Harry's and getting it a go, getting ourselves a treat during this pandemic. We need wee treats. We need to keep our chins up and make sure that chin you're keeping up is shaved. So you can start your subscription with a trial set. You can get, that gets you the honel, the wee ergonomic handle for the braid, the five-blade razor cartridge, the shave gel like we're talking about, that's, you just want to put it over your body, that shave gel. And of course, a wee cover for your blade if you're carrying a boot with you. Know. So if you want to get that comfortable shave that I'm talking about, then you head yourself over to harrys.com/wrestlingdaft. Where you can claim a trial set of your own for just £3.95. And you'll also be supporting our podcast by doing that, obviously. You know what I mean? You'll be giving us a wee horn as well. So again, head to harrys.com/wrestlingdaft today and get yourself sorted out. Get a lovely shave. Give your partner a treat. Give yourself a treat. Get nice and smooth on us. Now, it's the part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in. You can come on the show, ask what you want. You might want us to talk about the inaugural runner, Drew McIntyre, or kick off about Burmiston coming off Netflix. It's up to you. This week, let's welcome to the show. Now, it says in my script here the guy's name is Coin Scott, which sounds in itself as if it's a pun, but I'm assuming it's Colin, is it?
It is Colin. It's one of my famous types.
It's Coco Scott. Coco Scott is connecting to audio. Here it comes. There's Big Colin, Big Coco.
What's happening, lads?
There he is.
Hey, Coco.
How you doing, brah? How you doing?
All right.
Drinking a wee Coors Light, mate. You know what I mean?
Brah, it's hot in the afternoon, mate.
It's a pandemic, isn't
it?
It's a pandemic, man. It's Raven's rules when the pandemic's on.
Stay hydrated, people.
Aye, we should stay hydrated. That's right. Are you a healthy guy, Colin? Coco?
No. Just a roll, bacon, tatty scone and egg, my man, for my breakfast.
I had three tatty scones,
two
fried eggs and a couple of bits of bacon, actually.
That's exotic, mate. That is exotic.
I had to run down to get nappies, a bit of an emergency, first thing this morning, about 7 in the morning, I had to run down to get nappies, and I decided to get all the stuff for a fry-up as well while I was doing that.
I feel your pain, brother.
Beautiful. What age is your baby?
15 days old today.
15 days old, wow. Magic.
Look at this, Jack. This is what I'm putting up with. Look.
Look at that. So it's a wee boy then.
Shout out to MB Balloons, by the way. That was my mate Laura that did the balloons.
Bad advertising there. Beautiful. So how's it? How is it being a new father? Is it good? Is this your first?
Aye. Got a wee dog. That was my wee baby before that. But no. Aye, that's the first one.
Is the dog fine? Is the dog jealous? Or?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. It's a shame for the wee thing, so it is.
Oh. Robert hates dogs today.
I don't hate dogs. What kind of dog is it?
Wee Frenchie.
Is that it there?
See, now
you need to get your baby tattooed on you as well. You can't eat.
I've already got it all hooked up, man. I'm going for his wee horn front in there. Beautiful. Shout out to Gary Chapman, that's my other mate that does my tattoo.
So, hold on a minute. So the dog gets its face on you, but the Wayne has to just make day with the horn?
Aye, but see, when you think about it, that wee dog's going to look the exact same in about 15 years.
That's true.
That's
the baby's going to change.
That's very true. And let's be honest here, right? We can say this now because we're fathers. We can say this. Babies are ugly as well, aren't they?
Hey, you should see my boy. The cutest wee man you've ever seen in your life.
You only think that. Wait till you see him in 6 months and you'll realise how ugly he is now.
He doesn't look like that at 3:30 in the morning when I'm changing his shitey nappy.
Our old nappy changing, it's cracking, isn't it? It's good. It's a good feeling, though, isn't it? Cleaning up your way and it's a nice feeling.
It's so rewarding, mate. It's so rewarding. It's unbelievable.
And it's a funny thing, isn't it? It's because you don't mind the smell of their shites as well. It's like...
I know.
You know how, like, your own shites, you quite... Like, your own shites are fine.
Shite, mate, isn't it?
It kind of just proves that they're your wains because they're like, because anybody else's shite, I hate the smell of it. Like, I would say 95% of other people's shites, I don't like the smell of it.
95%?
I'm accepting, like, John's shite smells quite nice.
If it's no landed anywhere within 2 feet of me, I'm no interested in it, mate.
Right, aye.
So, anywhere here, we might be all right. Nah, but anywhere out with that,
aye.
No for me, mate.
So tell me about your wrestling fan life. Tell me about what have you always been into the wrestling?
Aye, mate, but I was always that guy, like, aye, he likes the wrestling. I was the only wrestling fan out of all my punks.
Aye. But you stuck in. What did you watch when you were wee?
Just the WWE, that was it. I started halfway. An old boy that stayed next to my gran had an offer video collection.
Right.
So it was all see, like the old Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior and Road Warriors and Natural Disasters, remember them?
Aye.
Terrified me, mate.
You were fear to them?
Who, the Natural Disasters?
Who was the scariest? Who was the scariest one? Who was the scariest?
Big one that didn't happen about the ring. Big one that didn't happen.
Aye, Earthquake.
That was Earthquake.
Earthquake. Do you not think a typhoon is scarier than an earthquake, though? Like, in real life?
Go if you jump on the top of your head, he's no.
That's true. He's dead, by the way. Earthquake. Yeah, we should all do that, actually.
Show some
respect, John, for fuck's sake.
Jesus Christ.
No saluting. Big John Tenta, aye. Does anybody recognise what my background is here?
I thought that was Grado, no?
No, it's Manimal. It's Manimal, which is a telly show for my youth. So who was your favourite wrestler of all time?
Wait, all time?
Aye.
That big deep guy. That
big Undertaker.
Oh, aye.
Big Undertaker.
How can he not be your favourite?
He was my favourite.
Oh, come on. Triple H.
Yeah, he was.
But come on.
Him and The Rock.
It's a weird thing because, like, obviously, if you're into wrestling, right, you love The Undertaker. It's as simple as that. But I kind of feel like you don't get that many people that say The Undertaker is their favourite wrestler.
Everybody tries to be too cool, mate.
I've always kind of felt also as well like he's kind of separate for the rest of the wrestlers. Like,
aye.
Even when somebody goes, who's your favourite wrestler? Sometimes I don't even think about The Undertaker.
Aye,
sometimes
you say, right, everybody appears to The Undertaker, yeah. And Hulk Hogan, nobody's going to say him either because he's a racist.
But the weird thing about Undertaker is he always kind of came in as if he was from somewhere else, didn't he? He never really felt like he was one of the guys or anything, you know what I mean?
Like another tier.
Aye, for Death Valley. Remember when him and Big Show went on the big motorbike drive into the desert and all that, and then there was no petrol left in Big Show's bike, and then Undertaker went away and left Big Show in the desert with his motorbike. And the reason why Undertaker knew that Big Show was a real, like, bad man, man, a real tough guy, was because Big Show...
American badass.
Big Show walked out of the desert for 12 hours carrying that motorbike over his shoulder. And I think about that. You know how people, when they're in difficult times and they think about that story about how they're walking along the beach and there was an extra set of footsteps because Jesus was weighing them, and then Jesus carried them for a bit. You know, people think about that when they're going through hard times. I think about Big Show carrying that motorbike out of the desert. That's my version of that. What do you watch in new, my man? What's your show the new?
Well,
because there's quite a lot of choice in new. What's your show?
I have been watching just your general pay-per-views and the odd Raw, the odd SmackDown. AEW, I started watching that, but what they done to Big Rusev? There you go for a start. What they done to that big fella?
See, the problem is, I think Big Rusev's just being who he wants to be now. You know what I mean? And it's maybe no what we all hoped he was going to want to be. You know what I mean?
I know. He should have been that big, tough nut guy.
Well, exactly. What he's done, what Rusev's done now is he's like, he's become...
He's trying to be a person now.
He's become like one of us. He's become one of us.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch fucking me, a guy that's into computer games. No, I don't want to watch that on the telly. I don't want to see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to be like Russian me. Anyway.
I know. I don't like that. I don't like that. But no. But AEW, I mean, it's just good having the options, though, isn't it?
It's good having the option, especially when it's on ITV as well. That's a bonus for everybody. Obviously, over the last couple of weeks, I've just been, my priorities have been, the wrestling's been a bit down low in my priorities. Obviously, because of the wee man.
Because of the rain, but you're going to be watching, get like 7 or 8 years, you're going to be watching plenty of wrestling with that wee guy.
Oh, I can't wait. I've had my niece and my nephew and that, that's who I've had. He's 16 now, so he's not watching it, same as everybody else when they turn that age, and they're not. Yeah. He's totally addicted to it, and my wee niece. So it'll be, she's 9 now, I think, so, but she's still really into it. So by the time she's going to get in it, the wee man will just be coming in again.
So you're always going to have somebody to watch it with?
Well, it's good to get to talk about wrestling for a wee change. Cause
you'll be like to him, hurry up and have Wayne's, you'll be saying to him, so you can watch it with your grand Wayne's, not it?
Aye, I know. Hurry up and have Wayne's.
Yeah.
I heard of that.
That's what it's all about. What's your questions, man? What, do you have a question? Did you come on with a question? Did you have a question for Grado, even though Grado's no here?
Well, it was, Louise, it's nice to see you, by the way.
Oh!
it was just a bit like, see if you ever get the chance to meet Vince McMahon. How would you expect that meeting to go?
Me, right, Louise will back me up here, right? I used to always do this thing.
Well, you've overthought this. You've dreamed about this.
Well, when we used to watch wrestling, right, when we were younger, and Louise was often at mine watching the pay-per-views and stuff like that, I would always be hitting out with, if Vince McMahon says you could join the WWE, right, and be one of his wrestlers challenging for the world title, but he had to kill one member of your family, who would it be?
Oh, my
remember
brother.
I used to say things like that? You kill your brother?
I definitely would.
I'm like, you, I'd kill you, Robert.
Would you kill him just for like a wee, even just for a wee kind of short 3 month run and kind of as a tag team wrestler?
Oh, for me? Mate, he could go if I could just be like a jobber. Man, I'll take a squash me, let Fandango squash me or something if you want to.
How would it go? I mean, I still think about that kind of stuff to the day. I always think about things like, you know, going into Vince McMahon's office and him being like, right,
what
changes would you make? What would you do? Tell me you've got 10 minutes, not that kind of stuff. I think it's one of the things that wrestling fans always
shit yourself. Well, Courtney met him recently, obviously.
Right. Oh, right. So obviously,
right.
Louise's sister is Isla Dawn for NXT UK, right? So
right, that's on
she's
me.
Met, she's met. She's done that. She's met.
Courtney's done it. Yeah, Courtney's, and her reaction was how I imagine my reaction would be. I actually think she even got a handshake from him.
Like a Paul Hollywood handshake.
Like a Paul Hollywood handshake for Vince McMahon. Yeah, she. I can imagine she would have hit an absolute beamer like me. But she, as soon as it happened, she texted and was like, oh my God, I just like shook Vince McMahon's hand. But she was super, even though she works for the company, like she was in, you know, in awe of it, as you would be. I mean, you'd be, I'd like immediately just start sweating. Probably. And
would you start greeting?
I feel like greeting. Yep. I'd probably wait until he'd left, and then I'd start greeting. I'd be shaking.
I was just sitting here like that. Look, I even had a juggling ball. I was dancing.
It would be exciting, wouldn't it, to meet him?
It would be exciting.
He's probably not got long left. Let's be honest. We're running out of time to meet him. I'm just being realistic here. I mean, he's probably going to live to about
what age is he now?
70. I want to see 76, so I will say 76, but I don't know.
That's a good old age to be.
John, let's check this. Let's check what age it is.
Hi, John, come on.
We want to see...
When was the last time he actually like wrestled? Wasn't that long ago, was it?
75.
Don't know. Remember Kevin Owens stuck in that on him? When was that? That wasn't long ago.
That wasn't long ago. Would you... See, if you met him and you knew... What would you do? Would you... Just shake his horn, or would you do something that would ensure that you went down in history?
Like Larry at M?
Aye, well, like a big fancy handshake or like...
Clothesline him?
Aye, I'm like stunning him, trying to stun him. I can imagine that if you met Vince McMahon in real life and then tried to stun him, you'd do that kick into his stomach and he wouldn't even feel it. You'd try and grab him to stun him and he would just be so strong, you'd just kind of slip off him, even though he's 75 and he'd knock fuck at you. That's what I think.
He's still a tank, I know, isn't he?
Oh, aye. Oh, aye.
He's still absolutely massive.
In fact, that's a clip. There was a clip recently where there was a wrestler practicing a jump.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did it.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember who it was. What
the
wrestler
Gronk.
Was.
It was the Gronk. Was doing it.
Yeah, and then he showed him how to do it. And like,
yeah.
From the bottom height, just jumped.
He's 75 years old, taking that bump. I mean.
And so.
I couldn't take a bump in now.
They say I wouldn't tell him that he wouldn't do himself, though.
I know, that's true. But, like, see, nowadays, when I change one of the wains on the flare, I need to go down, and I've got the changing mat in the flare. It takes me about fucking 2 years to get back up again after I've done that. I can't take any bumps off anything.
Oh, no, I've got that sorted, mate. I've got the wee chest of drawers with the changing mat on the top of it.
I've got that as well, mate, but trust me. Get a month, mate. Get a month and you'll not be fucking using that anymore. Get a month. You'll not even be using a sterilizer within 2 months. You'll be like, fuck it.
Oh, mate, that's a great thing. The sterilizer.
You'll be like, fuck it, man.
A wet machine. I've got two of them. I've got one next to my bed for through the night and one in the kitchen.
Mate, and nobody wears half of that. You'll be taking the bowls and just like, spitting in it to wash it and all that.
Oh.
Please let the dog be.
Are you going to have any mail?
Whoa, let's just get this one nice and safe and
fair enough.
Take it for there, mate.
They're addictive, though, mate. I mean, you like your tattoos. They're addictive, aren't they?
Aye, a wee bit. I've not had one for a wee while. Like, the Doug was the last man I got.
Wains are even worse than a tattoo, mate, when it comes to addictive. You'll end up with, like, fucking 5 wains.
Aye.
You just tell by looking at you. You've just got that look about you, like you look like a kind of nice friend. No, a friendly da. No, a nice... A nice friendly da kind of vibe about you. You'll end up with about five wains.
I'm all about the positive vibes in that. I try and spread a bit of positivity about the place.
Aye, 5 wains, I would say.
You know what, mate? All you get is this fucking shite in here, innit? No, it's no, because I'm here all the time. What about you trying to put a fucking smile on your face?
Beautiful.
And me and my mates usually sit and watch Burniston and my Brits, by the way, so shout out to
Excellent.
Shout out
Excellent.
And my big mate Ross, he's my wrestling mate. It's just me and big Ross Caddis. We just, anytime we get together, it's just me and him talking about wrestling all day. It's the only chance I get to talk about it. So shout out to Big Ross.
Aye, shout out to Big Ross. And listen, man, thanks so much for coming on. It was lovely to chat with you. Another question?
Aye, is that all right?
Aye, go for it.
Right, remember last week that boy that was on his chair?
Aye.
Fancy chair? Did you see a shit?
Look at that. That's a belter. Hey, that's a belter, by the way. Is it moving by itself? And rocking back and forth and forward and... That's a good gin, mate.
That's what make you fall asleep.
You had a shot.
Oh, I think I'm a bit big for that. Everybody that's come in has been, I need to get myself one of them. Right, guys, thanks
Beautiful.
Very much.
No worries, man. Right. And listen, obviously, because the punter's listening to us, can he see what we just saw there? You need to go on the Patreon if you want to see that.
Get on the Patreon. I done it.
Right, brilliant, man. Right, catch you soon. See you later. Right. No worries,
man. Cheers. Bye.
Bye now.
Cheerio.
Bye.
I don't know how to hang up.
Well, there he was. Lovely. A new father. It was nice to have a new father doing the run-in, because obviously it's usually virgins that come on. So big thanks to Colin for coming on there. And if you want to be on next week's run-in, best bet is to sign up to our Patreon, as our World Heavyweight Champions get first dibs, and our Continental Champions get second dibs, and Cruiserweight Champions get third. If you want to go on this show, that's how you do it. Get on patreon.com/wrestlingdaft and get yourself involved.
You just made the list!
Now, every week, we run down a wee list of something wrestling-related on our List of Wrestling Daft. That's what we call it, List of Wrestling Daft. Louise, it's a list. It's just a wee list. 3, 2, 1. And you can... It's a list. Listen, people love lists. You can... They do. Do you love a list?
I hate lists.
You hate lists? I hate a list. Right, well, buckle up.
I hate a list.
Buckle up. You can vote for what you want us to talk about on this list at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. This week, we asked whether you wanted a list about the best feuds of all time or the worst feuds of all time. And the winner with 80... What was it, John?
84.
84%. Whew, was for best feuds of all time. So I'm going to come straight on in with my number three, right? And my number three has to be... I genuinely, before anybody says anything, I genuinely loved this feud, and I bet you nobody else says it, but it was Eddie Guerrero and JBL.
But I got a little bit of advice. Save those tears for Armageddon, the end of you, JBL! Because remember something, Holmes, you have something that belongs to me, Latino Heat, and that's the WWE Championship. What a viva mi raza!
No, Eddie Guerrero on JBL was a fantastic wrestling feud for a number of reasons. You had JBL, who wasn't exactly loved. He really stepped up into an amazing heel role up against Eddie Guerrero, and it was a proper kind of like, oh, I want that guy to shut this guy up. I want this guy. And I was just, it was something I was really, really invested in. I loved watching JBL at that time. I loved these promos. I loved how fucking annoying he was. A lot of feuds I watch, I kind of enjoy watching them, but I don't really feel super engaged in them. But I really, really wanted Eddie Guerrero to beat JBL. Like, really seriously wanted Eddie Guerrero to beat JBL. And I've always been a massive Eddie Guerrero fan. I loved watching that feud. I loved watching Eddie. I thought they worked really well together. I thought they worked perfectly together. Even though you would never have really thought it, that you would have thought there would have been a mismatch in styles. But it worked really well for me. That was my number three, Eddie Guerrero versus JBL. My number two, I'm going way back. I'm going way, way back in time to Magnum TA and Tully Blanchard, which was a feud that was super hot. And the reason why I chose this feud for my number two was because it culminated in one of my favourite wrestling matches of all time, which was the Steel Cage I Quit match for the United States Heavyweight Championship.
From Virginia Beach, Virginia, weighing in at 242 pounds, the vastly popular Magnum T.A. And now, the U.S. Heavyweight Champion from San Antonio, Texas, accompanied tonight by Baby Doll, a perfect 10. Ladies and gentlemen, weighing in tonight at 235 pounds, Tully Blanchard.
One of the most savage and violent wrestling matches you'll ever see, and really furiously hot wrestling match. It was a great rivalry. You know, remember at that time as well. Obviously, I didn't see it. I wasn't watching it live at that time because I was a mere child. But Magnum TA was just such a... he would have been such a huge, huge star if he hadn't been taken out of the game the way he was. And my number one. What's the best wrestling rivalry of all time, Louise, in your eyes? Best feud, the best rivalry.
Big Show versus Boss Man.
Fuck me, that is a good one. I didn't say funniest. The number one best wrestling rivalry of all time, and I don't think anybody could even argue with it, is Stone Cold Steve Austin and Vince McMahon.
Stone Cold! Stone Cold is here! Get your guns out! He's gonna crash the man party! Oh, yeah! Austin got McMahon! Austin's got McMahon! Get him! Get him! Oh, yeah! Oh, cops are coming for Austin! Lock him up! Mr. McMahon just got a small dose of what a lot of folks think that he's got coming. Just a small dose. But Austin may pay the price here.
It is the wrestling rivalry that has really changed the industry, I think. Nothing changed the way stories in wrestling were told as much as that feud, as that angle with the two guys. All of a sudden, from that moment on, every promotion in the world had a bad guy authority figure who the kind of maverick wrestler was trying to take down. And it's still happening just now. These wee tin pot wrestling promotions all over the world, every wee start of wrestling promotion will end up with a heel authority figure at some point, and somebody trying to take that heel authority figure down. And really, that obviously wasn't started completely with Austin and McMahon, but Austin and McMahon was what took that storyline to its most satisfying conclusion. Two guys at the absolute top of their game. We spoke about Vince McMahon earlier, speaking about him as a guy who runs the WWE, ran the WWF, as the greatest wrestling promoter of all time. But that was the period that blew people away, because it turned out he was also one of the greatest in-ring performers of all time as well, in terms of promos, even in terms of having to get involved physically as well. An amazing time for wrestling, and an amazing rivalry, and the best feud ever. And anybody that says otherwise in this list that's coming up here from listeners is a thumbnut. So let's see what they're saying.
I should have actually banned that one, actually, because that was the obvious answer, wasn't it?
It was, mate. But don't try and slag me off by saying I was being obvious, mate. Daniel says the ones between Shawn Michaels, Taker and Triple H throughout the years, a great through line for the company. So many multifaceted layers that went for over 15 years. For pure wrestling, Omega and Okada story, and Kenny finally hitting that one winged angel to win. That's a great rivalry. True. Chris Hogan Savage, the original Mega Powers Explode, was amazing. True. As they had unbelievable chemistry together with a tremendous slow building story that climaxed at Mania 5. Even in later years, you always sense tension between them. And when they clashed, it always felt like a big deal. That's a good one. Willie says, has to be Austin versus Vince. But Austin, Brett, and Taker, Mankind in 96, 97 were the feuds that drew me in and made me a full-time fan. Scott says, Brett and Sean, the perfect mix of reality and kayfabe, the Montreal Screwjob, the Sunny Days promo, and let's not forget the matches were class as well. That's something that gets forgotten in it with the whole Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels thing, is just how good their matches were. Chris says, Austin McMahon, closely followed by the Dudleys versus the Hardys and Edge and Christian. Well, Paul says Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio 2005, most underrated feud, I think. Eddie was immense throughout the storyline. Nice to see Eddie Guerrero getting a shout there. Fraser says number three for him is Undertaker versus Kane. Great big man feud. Two, The Rock versus Mankind, elevated both men towards legendary status. That's true. That's a great one. Remember that, yeah. Louisa? Rock Mankind.
That is great, yeah.
Only problem with The Rock Mankind feud was I didn't like how much a doing Mankind took during that, you know what I mean? Like that feud, he was constantly
It was horrible.
I don't think I could watch it now. Yeah. No. I think I would struggle to watch it.
Do you know what I watched the other? It just went onto Netflix. Sorry, Rab, I know that's a sore subject. But onto Netflix just now, yeah, Beyond the Mats just went onto Netflix just now, and I watched that the first time. I don't know how many years, and you just watch it back again. Just it folks to Mankind's kids who are now, I think his daughter's going into wrestling, and Dewey got retweeted by Obama this week as well as his other wee boy. But it's just horrible to see his wife and his kid's reaction as Rock absolutely pummels him. It's brutal.
You would never get away with it now. You could never date now. So that brings that down for me. But at the time, it was fucking red hot. Number one, Sting versus Ric Flair. A feud that epitomised WCW with two charismatic and excellent workers with many great matches. Very true. I mean, WCW, that was the through line with him for years, was Sting and Ric Flair. And, you know, the only reason I never had Sting and Ric Flair on my list is because that rivalry is muddied by a lot of kind of garbage. It's muddied by, you know, like Black Scorpion and all that kind of, there was a lot of kind of shite in that feud as well, you know what I mean? But, I mean, definitely a really significant feud. James says, Brett and Sean, but I always enjoyed The Rock and Triple H, even for the DX and Nation days. Yeah, they were always good in the ring together, they too. And Jason says, always loved Cena Orton, and the Taker Edge one seemed to go on forever, but it was fantastic. So that was a really good mix. A lot of good shouts there. Nobody says JBL and Eddie Guerrero, but I would ask you to go back and have a look at some of that stuff because it really was superb stuff. Woo! You want Wrestling Daft merch? Well, let me tell you, baby, yeah. You got it. Louise, you want some? Right, let me read this out, and then you can tell me, Louise, which one you would want, right? And then we will send it to you for the retail price. You can have a Wrestling Daft T-shirt, hoodie, phone cover, trucker cap, Louise, or one of a range of Grado-inspired bum bags, a Rangel of Grado, at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. On there, you'll find designs such as Alexa, who is Graham Steveley, I'm a Mark, Crud, Chips, Cheese and Donner Meat, and I'm a Wrestler Tay. I'm a Wrestler Tay, by the way, is what Grado said to, who did he say it to? Goldberg? No, Ric Flair said it.
Oh, no.
It was Goldberg.
No, it was Goldberg. He said, I'm a Mark to Ric Flair, and he said, I'm a Wrestler Tay.
He said, I'm a Wrestler Tay to Goldberg when he met Goldberg when he was on holidays. I'm a Wrestler Tay. He says to him.
But just unprovoked, or?
He was just chatting to him, can I get a photo, mate, and all that, and then, I'm a Wrestler Tay, he says to him. You can even get a face mask to wear at the shops. So check out our range at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft now, or check out the links on our Facebook page or Twitter at Wrestling Daft. Now it's that point in the show where we jump in the Wrestling Daft Lorian. Do you like that? Please. Wrestling Daft Lorian.
Really,
that was John's. That's John's line. Rev it up to 88 miles an hour. Pray a lightning bolt strikes the clock tower as we go back. We're going back in time to check out wrestling from back in the day. Last week, I asked you to watch the Samoan SWAT Squad versus the Road Warriors and Dr. Death. Here's what you guys had to say. Daniel says, that match just gave me a major hit of nostalgia, by the way. I remember being a young kid looking at my older cousin's wrestling magazines and see the Road Warriors pictured during a scaffold match, probably for AWA days. I remember thinking, what is this? Who are they guys? A few years later, he turned up as LOD and he took on Demolition. Wee bit of history there for Daniel. Martin says, whoa, that neckbreaker on Sam Uffy. Hawk! Exclamation mark. He liked it. He liked that neckbreaker. Tony says, this was a proper good old fight. A fecht. What about the Samoans coming out to the Halloween theme? Fucking, I know, dynamite. And Paul says, I can see why JR constantly had a boner for Dr. Death. They look great here. Six big guys flying around showing their strength, fast pace for a short telly time limit. Now, this is the reason why I wanted you to watch a match, because I love that kind of wrestling match. Big fucking guys, man, clattering at each other. Did you watch it, John?
I did, aye. Brilliant.
It's a belter, isn't it? It's only like 10 minutes long or something.
It's like 8 minutes or something. It's brilliant. Just boys batting each other. You know, you're never going to get a bad Road Warriors match.
No.
Great.
But also, they boys couldn't do that. They couldn't go that day that match for 20 minutes the way they were hammering. They were absolutely just battering. And they were also like, this is also what I love about that match. If I watch a six-man wrestling match nowadays, right, I would say when I'm watching it, just the way the wrestling scene is now, I could watch a six-man wrestling match and I could go, I could maybe batter two of them. Don't laugh at me. I'm serious. There will be at least two guys in that match who physically, and just the way they move about and all that, I think to myself, when it came to a real fight, I could probably battle him, right? But see this match, with these six guys, any one of them could fucking rip my head off and just punt it. Just punt it right out of the fucking, half the planet. Oh, I'm talking about half planet head. I'm talking about cosmic head. My head would just fly through space. See that? You know how they've sent that thing up to the moon and they've went, we think we can see water particles on the moon, or that. Remember they announced that NASA just recently? I think they're going to say there's a fucking head there, I know now. There's a head there, I know. And I think it's that guy out of Burmiston, they would say.
The water is just actually your tears. That's what they found.
So that's why that's what I want for wrestling. I want these big guys, you know what I mean? That's why I love watching. That's why I like watching a match like Drew and Randy Orton or something, you know what I mean? Because they're two big guys. going at it with each other, you know what I mean? Now, Louise, this is a good juncture, actually, to talk about. You were a manager in SWA for a couple of shows.
A couple of shows. It was a long time ago.
Do you remember what name the stable was that you were manager of?
I think it was A Squads, A something.
The A-List?
A-List! That was it, the A-List. Yeah. Yeah, and my character name was Alice.
Oh, aye, because...
I think that's why it was...
It was your A-List. List. It was my list.
Yeah.
Do you remember who was in your faction?
I can remember Wolfgang was in it.
Right.
Because...
Wolfgang
knew
NXT UK.
When was that?
That's good. So you can pick them. Obviously, yeah. Alice
so
can pick them.
Wolfgang. I know my stuff. I was saying to John, a couple of months ago, I was at an NXT event. I can't remember where. Somewhere. And I went backstage to see Courtney. And Wolfgang came up to me and was like, "All right, Alice." And honestly, I was like, "What?" I was like, "I don't know what you're talking
about." Memory.
Because I'd completely forgotten. Because it was just ages ago. I forget that I did it until I'm reminded, and then I'll forget again. And I honestly was like really confused. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I was Alice." But I'm trying to remember who else is in it.
Falcon.
Yep. James. James.
Maybe I should Google.
We've got a video. There's a video in my mum's house of it.
There's
an actual like SWA like tape.
We should get that and get it clipped and get it up on the Patreon. So how did you enjoy being a manager?
Right. See, if it was now, I'd be loving it. I'd be loving my life. But see, back then, because I was a 19-year-old, insecure, petrified person.
Yeah.
I was too scared. So it was good.
But you were good though. You weren't there, wasn't it? Like, because you had to do promos, not? You came into the ring and would talk on the mic and stuff. So wasn't it like?
Yeah, no. Like I enjoyed it, but I don't think I got the full experience out of it because I was too nervous. And before, you know, this was before I was doing any acting or anything at this point. Do you know what I mean? This was before I'd even considered doing any acting or.
And you need to be. This is always the philosophy I've had in life. You need to not be dreading it.
You need not
be dreading doing it. See, if you know that you're dreading doing something, it's like, I know a lot of stand-up comedians and stuff like that who are like, "Oh, I dread it for a whole week before I do a show and that." And I'm like,
"Why
do something else?" You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? See, that feeling of dread? That's telling you something.
Optional. You don't need it.
I've got a question. Would you consider being Courtney / Isla Dawn's manager?
In a heartbeat, like, honestly. we've all, like, my entire family are all like, "We want to be your manager." And my mum's like, "Courtney, I'll be your manager. I'll be called the pushy mama." And I'll come in and I'll be like, because like a stage mum. But Courtney is quite aware that that's, you know, not going to happen and would never want it to happen in a million years. But yeah, I love it. Oh my God. Like, because now I can appreciate like myself in terms of like what you could do and what the situation is. Like, I mean, come on, it'd be brilliant.
So what you're saying is basically when the scene comes back here, you would be a manager in ICW. You'd put the A-List back together. Have you announced that the A-List is getting back together?
Guys, the A-List is getting back together.
The A-List is getting back together. That's an exclusive, John. That's an exclusive, by the way. Write that down because that is very exciting. And was it just me or did Drew back in the day not have a wee bit of an interest in Alice?
No, I don't know. I don't know where this came from.
Drew was definitely chatting you up. Drew was definitely chatting you up.
Listen. I mean, a 19-year-old Louise, right? Even though she was quite scared of stuff, was hot. She was hot.
You can't
right?
blame him. You can't.
And
blame
I never appreciated that back then either. But now, with hindsight, I can look back and go, Louise.
Regrets.
Right? So I'm not going to blame anybody for it. But I mean, he was a nice guy. And I'm sure.
Oh, is it exclusive? There we go. An exclusive. Alice with the A-list says that Drew McIntyre's a nice guy. That's an exclusive.
Did you lynch him? Try and get more right.
No!
John. John's always trying to go low for the...
Try to get the winch in.
Right, so what are we going to watch next? What we should watch next? Have we done this before, John? Have I told people to watch the Magnum TA match before?
Yeah, I think we've done Magnum TA before, yeah.
Right, okay. Louise, why don't you pick a match that everybody should watch? Do you remember a great wrestling match that you loved from back in the day that you would like us to watch again?
Man, I wish I'd had some warning about this.
Because obviously your favorite angle was definitely the Ministry of Darkness stuff.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like
the big payoff to that was the Highway to Hell match, right, with Stone Cold and Undertaker, where Stone Cold get concussed during that, right? So in tribute to you, maybe we should watch that again.
Maybe, oh, yeah. God, what was that?
It was Stone Cold versus Taker, Highway to Hell, which was SummerSlam.
I'm just checking. I can't, because I'm terrible with dates. Highway to Hell.
Because that is a match that both Undertaker and Stone Cold don't like because it was ballsed up because Austin was concussed.
98, oh, SummerSlam.
Yeah.
What was it, John?
98.
SummerSlam 98. So let's watch it so we can talk about that, because we're always watching these matches saying, oh, look how great this match was. This might be an interesting one for us to chat about next week, where it's one where something goes wrong and the boys have to take it to a finish. Fair play to the boys. Fair play. We need to choose a listener of the week. Who's our favourite? We always give the belt to somebody, Louise, whose input that we liked. I'm going to go back to look at these puns, because there was one I remember really liking.
Come on, the Noam Dar one was brilliant.
Oh, the Noam, the Malam Dar, I think it's going to be that. Jordy Coyle was our listener of the week. You'll be getting the belt. Get a picture in so that we can strap that belt around your slender and succulent waist. Hope he's not a fat guy. That's it for this week's show. Please rate, review and subscribe on Apple or get us on wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, we now go twice a week, so you can catch us on a Friday and you get the Marks podcast on a Tuesday, where right now you can hear Gary's interview with Miro as they talk about Lana going through a table and computer games.
Oh, you'll enjoy it, Rab. Gary gets Miro to compare people in wrestling to computer game characters.
Oh, brilliant. I'll need to listen to that. I know that I wouldn't have been listening to it anyway. I'd hear it on the show anyway, mate. So
you listen to the show all the time. I know Fucking Island's your favourite feature.
Aye, I love it. Also, remember to get on our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Check out the video version of this. This weekend, remember, definitely this weekend, my wee shoot hang will be up. And why not buy yourself a t-shirt while you're at it? shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. Louise, thanks for jumping on and keeping me company during this.
You're very welcome. It was mucho fun. I loved it.
Incredible exclusive about the A-list coming to, is it Progress or ICW? Where is the A-list coming
to? It's to the WWE.
One step at a time.
Me and Drew are getting married. We're getting married. That's what's happening. The A-list are going over to America. Me and Drew are getting married.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first. Everybody now up the road. Next time we see you, Biden will be president. So there's things are looking up. Bye, everybody. Farewell. Audio Frontier.